Hi, everybody, and welcome to Getting There, the podcast with me, Brogan. Now, today I'm doing something that I've not really done before, guys. I've had one of the most powerful interviews today with a lady called Lila Micklewaite, and she is the woman responsible for the takedown, essentially, of Pornhub. And I learned so much from her, and I learned so much from Paul Hutchinson as well, who also was responsible for rescuing children from child trafficking. And when Paul and I were talking about child trafficking, I was wondering what was the motive that was driving people to child traffic. And we kept coming back, guys, to porn. We kept coming back to the influence that porn is having on society. And having just had this conversation with Lila, I just feel like I've learned so much. And this is the first time I've done this, guys. So let me know what you think. But I'm going to do like a solo episode on everything that I've learned, because I think it's so important for people to understand really what is happening in the world. Porn is everywhere, guys. Roughly 30% of all internet traffic is porn related. 35% of all downloads are pornographic in nature. 1 in 5 online searches is for pornography, guys. Porn sites get more traffic than Twitter, Amazon, and Netflix combined. What the hell? Who knew? 79% of young men watch porn monthly. 64% of young adults seek it out weekly or more often. Now, this is a stat that got me. Are you ready for this one, guys? 58% of men and 38% of women watch porn at work. At work. And now with the internet, children have access to porn at such a tender age, younger than ever. So the average of first exposure to porn is 11 years of age. 11 years of age. So can you imagine, guys, there'll be children younger than that and children older than that. Now, 64% say they stumbled across it by accident. So, you know, porn is not just a niche issue. It really is becoming a mainstream addiction. And most people being exposed to it, whether they seek it out or not. Now, another interesting part of the conversation, I had it with Paul and I had it with Lila and I had it in my own investigative research into this, is how porn rewires the brain, folks. Watching porn alters our brain chemistry. Hear that again. Watching porn alters our brain chemistry. So repeated exposure to porn floods the brain with dopamine, guys, yeah? An artificial dopamine. So triggering something called the kindling effect. This artificial dopamine rush leads to a desensitization, requiring for more extreme content to get the same high. Now, this is the conversation I was having with Paul. I was like, how on earth does someone just become a paedophile? And we were saying, you know, it could start as something so trivial, you know, like a young boy, 7, 8, 9, 10, seeing the cover of Playboy, right, guys? So that will create a certain level of dopamine, you know, watching porn, traditional porn or just basic porn. Basic sex, yeah? Or a nude girl. And then what happens is the body acclimatizes to that kind of level of dopamine. And then after a while, it has to get more extreme in order to meet that level of dopamine. So it might be a Playboy, you know, and then all of a sudden they want full nudes and then they want sex. And then when they're watching sex, the sex isn't doing that anymore. So it gets more extreme and more dark. And this made me think, guys, do you remember when Britney Spears did, is it Hit Me Baby One More Time? Do you remember when she was in the corridor, guys, and she was dressed as a schoolgirl in a tiny miniskirt and she was literally, you could see her bum cheeks, guys, yeah, with her pigtails. And we were sexualizing her. We as a community, we as a country, we as a society were sexualizing her. There were grown men with her posters in their bedroom, probably masturbating, guys. And we let that be okay to masturbate over a young schoolgirl or someone that's projected as a schoolgirl. And one of the conversations I had with Lila as well is that one of the top trending things that people look for on the porn website are schoolgirl, are children, are underage. Like Pornhub actively knew that they were their most popular kinds of content. So I just found it wild. So watching porn alters the neural pathways in our brain. right? So not only does it then mean you need more extreme content in order to meet that dopamine, right, guys? The way it rewires our brain makes us more susceptible to any addiction. So not just porn, guys, but any other kind of addictive behaviours, drugs, gambling, social media, you know, and your body acclimatises to porn in the same way that it acclimatises to drugs. To drugs. Guys, who knew? And, you know, like I was saying earlier, like any addiction, your tolerance just builds and builds and builds until you get to the dopamine and you just require more. You seek it out more often. It gets more extreme. And knowing this, you can start to understand why porn is so addictive, why it's everywhere, why young people are seeking it out at work. And another question I have, if you are in a relationship, but yet you're watching porn on the side, it will lead you to be unsatisfied with your sexual intimacy because you've created this whole idea of what it should look and feel like. And then when it's not being fulfilled in real life, you're getting low dopamine and it's creating this really unsatisfied sexual relationship with our partners. You know, the link between porn and relationship dissatisfaction rather as a whole is crazy. You know, studies have shown a direct correlation between heavy porn use, guys, and sexual dissatisfaction in relationships. So it kind of like a chicken and egg scenario. Are you unsatisfied? That's why you're watching the porn. Or are you watching the porn and then becoming unsatisfied? And really, when you look at it, like it's a bit of both. So porn isn't just entertainment, guys. Let me tell you, it's hijacking people's brains. It's hijacking our children's brains and their ability to experience any real connection. You know, and going more into my research, I started thinking, how is porn changing society? Did you know this? People are having less sex. Less sex. Why? Because they're getting their needs met online. What the hell? In 1991, 45% of young adults were virgins. By 2021, that number has jumped to 70%. So my question is, porn, well, it is, or is it a statement? You know, porn is starting to replace real intimacy. And also the rise of more extreme content. Pornhub's own data shows an increase in demand for violent and degrading childlike content. And when I had Paul Hutchinson on the show, he made a comment. He said, not every person who watches porn will be a paedophile, but every paedophile has had a porn addiction. This is a multi-billion dollar industry profiting off porn addiction. Porn companies rely on addiction to keep people hooked, right? To keep them watching. And then I started thinking, you know, will AI make this worse? We've seen it before, deep fakes. Like, what is going to happen here? Because actually, there's a group of people that are coming to the defense of paedophiles that's saying that we should provide them with AI childlike images for them to masturbate over, because therefore we're not harming the children. But for me, that is crazy because we're still allowing the demand to be there. And I'm just curious, what do we think this whole new AI shift is going to happen? How will it change the pornographic landscape? And also, like, predators are going to be able to exploit people even more. So I just think, you know, this isn't an individual choice anymore, guys. It's shaping our culture. It's shaping our relationships. And it's even fueling crime. You know, when Lila spoke about on Pornhub, the children being trafficked, that was heightened through Pornhub's channels. So I started to think, what would happen if we banned porn tomorrow? Would people start seeking out real intimacy? Perhaps sexual violence would decline because young children are seeing women or men or whatever gagged and raped and looking like that's real intimacy. And it's not true. And we see a lot of sexual violence in porn, guys. So I'm wondering as well, would addiction rates drop? I don't know. No one knows for sure. But one thing is for sure, porn isn't just porn. You know, I used to grow up and think it was normal. And let me tell you one thing. As a mother, I will definitely be telling my son about the dangers of porn. I mean, let's be honest, I cannot sit down and tell him not to do that. But if I sit down and explain to him, this is not real life, son. This is not how you treat women. This is not real intimacy. And just try and educate ourselves and our children about this is not the real world, guys. And I used to think porn was so trivial and just that something that everyone watched. And now it's become so mainstream, so addictive, that for me, you know, I would love to see it cancelled. After everything I've learned in these really, really two powerful episodes, I would give my right arm, I promise you guys, to see it be cancelled. We have no idea, guys, how all of these websites are literally rewiring our brains, rewiring our dopamine levels. So everything becomes so much more extreme. I just want to wake people up, you know, because porn is becoming so damaging. It's become so normalized. You know, we make jokes about it, but the reality is it's changing us more than we realize. So for those of you that want to break free, awareness is the first step, guys. Please go ahead, share this episode, talk about it, educate yourself, educate others, have the conversation, start recognizing the impact. And if this episode has made you think differently, please share it. Let's start talking about what's really happening in the world. Thanks, guys.